got time for two more, and we're going to get out of here. We've enjoyed being here. It's always a pleasure to be at Raccoon Creek. Been coming up here for a long time, about as long as I can remember. I sure would love to see us get back to a time like we was just singing about, where we're back at the old church praying. This world's in sad shape. If you don't think so, you just watch what's going on around us. It's fixing to crumble, people. Like Travis said, we ain't trying to scare you. I just want you to know the truth. The scripture, we're living in the last days according to the scripture. I ain't no Bible scholar. I don't profess to be no Bible scholar, but if you get in that book and you read just a little bit, prophecies have been fulfilled all through time. And I don't read where any's left to be fulfilled, brother. It's drawing nigh. He's gonna have a desire for the works of his hands, and he's gonna call the church home. And if you ain't a member of the church, I mean the church, there's lots of buildings around here, it's got church on them. But the church of God, if you ain't a member of the church of God, you're gonna be left behind. And children, it's gonna be sin, it's gonna be sad day then. There's gonna be a whole lot of praying go on that day. But there ain't gonna be nobody to hear the praying on that day. He's gonna be done stepped off the mercy seat. There ain't gonna be no repentance after that. We've enjoyed being here. We'll do a couple more and get out of the way. We didn't come up here to hinder your patience, but I try to follow the Spirit just like Travis does. If he gives me a notion that I need to say something, I try to, and we don't mean to hinder your patience with anything. We just try to do what the Lord has us to do.
Amen.